From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. State Senator Ben Albritton and Representative Lawrence McClure have earned Florida Farm Bureau's 2022 Legislator of the Year Award for their outstanding leadership during the 2022 legislative session. MorningAgClips.com reports the legislators were instrumental in their sponsorship and passage of Senate Bill 1000 relating to nutrient application rates, which ensure nutrient rates applied are in compliance with state water quality standards. Mexico appears to be moving ahead with its plan to ban GMO corn imports by 2024. Mexico's Deputy Ag Minister Victor Suarez says the ban on GM corn won't be amended and Mexico will cut its imports of U.S. yellow corn by half when the ban takes effect via increasing domestic production. This appears to contradict the promise from Mexico's Ag Minister that wouldn't limit imports of GMO yellow corn from the U.S. Roughly 6 of every 10 acres of land in the U.S. is now in some level of drought. Weekly Drought Monitor says arid conditions now stretch from the Appalachian Mountains to the Pacific Coast. Conditions grew worse in the Ohio Valley, while warm weather combined with below normal precipitation to further dry the Midwest. The University of Nebraska's National Drought Mitigation Center says the dry conditions are on par with 2012, particularly in the Midwest and Southeast. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.